Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 27, 2020. State Tax Revenue Update, April 24, 2020. Public Health Emergency. On March 17, 2020, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a State of Public Health Disaster Emergency Proclamation in response to the spreading of COVID-19 pandemic. Among other actions, the proclamation closed restaurants, bars, fitness centers, theaters, and casinos and prohibited any public gathering of more than 10 unrelated people. Department of Revenue Order. On March 19, 2020, and in response to the governor's proclamation, the Iowa Department of Revenue issued an order granting deadline extensions for filing several types of annual state tax returns and also delayed the tax payment due dates associated with the tax returns. That delay applied to individual income and business income tax final payments. The department also initiated an application process where businesses could apply to the department for a 60-day delay in remitting to the state the individual income tax the business had withheld from its employees and the sales tax the business had collected from its customers. In addition, on April 9, 2020, the department issued an order that temporarily reduced the amount of quarterly estimate payments that some individual and certain business taxpayers are required to make. The order applied to quarterly estimate payments due from April 30, 2020 through July 31, 2020. State Tax Revenue Update. The chart that accompanies this fiscal update article depicts Iowa annual gross and net gross tax receipts minus tax refunds issued, tax revenue calculated as a 365-day moving total. All state general fund tax revenue is included along with tax revenue deposited to other state funds like the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, gambling tax, and the road use tax fund, motor fuel tax, and the sales tax on vehicle purchases. The subtraction of tax refunds also includes the transfer of 1/6 of the state sales tax to finance local school infrastructure. The graph shows that annual tax revenue, both gross and net, began to decline around April 8th. The following table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides a breakdown of major revenue and refund sources. The data used to develop the table includes state tax deposits and tax refunds issued from March 19th through April 24th for calendar years 2019 and 2020. Over that time frame, net state tax revenue declined $307.3 million and 48% year over year. Four state tax components indicated by bold and italics in the table contributed a combined $288.3 million or 93.8% to the decrease. Much of the significant decrease experienced over the time frame resulted not from the business closures and other impacts of COVID-19, but instead from the tax due date delays. A brief explanation of the change in state tax revenue over the period includes individual income tax payments and returns. The department's order issued on March 19, 2020, delayed the due date for tax year 2019 individual income tax final payments from April 30, 2020 to July 31, 2020. Traditionally, the state has received a large influx of these payments starting around April 15th. This year, the payment deposits were limited, and this is likely the result of the due date delay. Since the payments represent tax year 2019 activity, the revenue reduction is not the result of the recent economic situation. Individual income tax refunds. Since February, the state has been well ahead of last year's pace in terms of individual income tax refund issuance, as these tax refunds represent represent the conclusion of tax year 2019 activity, the increase in the refund amounts over the same time frame are not the result of the recent economic situation. Corporate income tax. The department's order issued on March 19, 2020, delayed the due date for tax year 2019 corporate income tax final payments from April 30, 2020 to July 31, 2020. Since the payments represent tax year 2019 activity, the revenue reduction is not the result of the recent economic situation. Gambling tax. The governor's March 17, 2020 order closed Iowa's state-regulated gambling casinos. The $26.7 million reduction in gambling revenue is a direct result of this action. Individual income tax withholding and sales and use tax. Revenues from both of these sources have decreased modestly, -2.1% and -2.6% respectively. The economic consequences of the business closures, restrictions on gathering, and other aspects of the pandemic, combined with the department's withholding and sales tax remittance deferral program, are likely to be significant. However, this impact is not evident in net state tax revenue collected through April 24, 2020. In the coming weeks and months, the tax revenue consequences of the current situation will likely become more severe. Some portion of the revenue reduction experienced between mid-March and the end of July will be a real reduction in tax collections, while some portion will be the result of tax due date delays initiated by the state. It will not be until the delayed tax payments have been deposited that the economic impact of recent events can be reasonably estimated. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614. To view the chart and table that accompanies this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left. Then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to the article titled State Tax Revenue Update, April 24, 2020.